Mission Network News, 1 minute version, Friday, December 31st, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. For Mission Network News, I'm Greg Yoder. Compassion International's Melissa Isles says between a third and a half of the tsunami victims were children. She says their India program was hit hard. One project serving 400 families was completely swept away. Compassion has set up a tsunami relief fund to empower the church to help. They serve 100,000 children in India, Indonesia, and Thailand. It's too early to tell the full impact the disasters had on their work. And Sri Lanka's believers are rising up to meet physical and spiritual needs in the tsunami aftermath. Farms International's Joseph Richter says they're sending financial help to allow the church to respond, low-key. Christians in one area build a refugee camp in their new church building and set up a temporary sanitation site. Through this, their faith speaks volumes in their community. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. MP3 versions of our broadcast are available for your MP3 player free. Go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.